and I think they were the ones that somehow or other, I happen to know quite a bit about it because my aunt was living at the time, and quite often these summer people would come to her house to visit because they never saw any colored people and they couldn't understand it, you see. And I know people that worked in this town for years and they didn't know there were any colored people. And one day, this woman saw my brother. She said, "Ah!" Oh, she was so happy. She just ran up and hugged him, you know, because everything is white.
About how many black people lived in this area?
Oh, not too many families, but the families that lived here are still here.
Would you say there are as many today as there were there, or are there more today?
I would say there are about the same number, but I don't know if the town has a record on that.
Yes, they may.
There may be a few more, but I doubt it very much.
Grew up here, when you were just a toddler, a child, what was life like for you in terms of as much as you can recall?
Oh, it was great. We had nice parents, and I had nice brothers and sisters. We had a good time. We were right in the village, and we were right there at the brook, and we had nice neighbors, and it was wonderful. Lovely.
A good many playmates?
No end of playmates.
Was there... by the way, what is the date of your birth?
My birthday is March 9th, 1914. Mm-hmm.
So that when you were growing up, that was still a time in many parts of the United States where black and white differences were accentuated.
I don't know, because it wasn't noticeable here because there were so few of us. And no one paid any attention to color that I could see. There was no such thing as black. You know,
yes.
They didn't even use the word, you know, and like they do now.
Now
they do. And I still don't care for it.
Oh, that's all.
No, I don't. But they said colored. Or they didn't say anything. And so often I think you'll find it true of the townspeople here. They don't emphasize too much.
The term, as I recall, I was born in 1912, so
yeah,
too much difference there. And as I was born and raised in Iowa, and as I recall, the term Negro was used.
Yes, evidently that's what.
How do you feel about that?
It's all right, I guess.
In other words, you prefer Negro or colored than.
I prefer the colored. Yeah, because I think the race is colored. It is a mixed race.
By the way, in terms of your own heritage, can you trace it back beyond your grandparents?
Well, I didn't really know my grandparents, but from the older people I've talked with, they were nice people and they lived here. And in fact, they lived right up the road here. And they were very nice people. That's all I know. The only thing I knew about my grandfather was he was raised in the North, and he did belong to GAR. In fact, I think you'll find his history in the town hall.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
And what was his name?
And at the time that he was still living, there were only four people that belonged to the GAR, Grand Army of the Republic at that time.
Uh-huh.
And there was another man beyond him, Ball. Have you heard of Mr. Ball, the Ball family?
No, I
used to live up there. And I don't know if there's any of them left, not around here, but I think they went to Winston or somewhere. And I never got to talk to them, you know. My people did not talk about race. My father was a light-skinned man with sandy hair, so, you know, he was a mixed race. My people didn't. In those days, they didn't emphasize. They would not tell you, well, you're different. You're colored and this is white. They didn't. They didn't seem to have that, thank God. I didn't have to come up with that, I'm glad.
Sure.
It's terrible.
Yes, it is.
To have to be so different just because your color is different.
Or nationality.
I don't think it's necessary.
Sure.
And I don't think people work hard enough to get rid of it. It's a stigma that is attached to it that should not be there. And my nieces look at me when they say that because they use black. And they say, "Aunt Martha, why do you say that?" I said, "I don't believe in it."
Of course,
And I haven't seen anything to change my mind. I've lived these 70 years.
Were there any kind of developments in the community that did try to do something to make for better relationships between
people? At one time there was, but that has been recent.
Well,
not too recent, but not in my childhood. Of course, when I went to school, everyone went to school, and they still do, of course. And they have busing here, but there's no mention of busing because it's all... You've got to use a bus in order to get to school. It's only in the South that that term busing came about. And in my day, everybody walked to school. And then after a while, they had buses over to Oreo or some of the Amesville or some of the faraway places. But it's only in recent years that when they built the regional high school that they had all these buses. But people, even before that, high school, just as the kids walked. And we used to come home for lunch. You'd run.
How much time did you have for lunch?
Well, we had an hour, but you'd run and half the way home and then run half the way back. And at that time, the railroad was here, and you'd get on the railroad track. That was a shortcut. Those were great days. I think we had loads of fun in those days. I loved it.
Just before leaving, your grandfather, he was, you said, a member of the GAMR. What was his name?
His name was Jackson.
Mm-hmm. First name was Jackson.
No.
Oh, last name was Jackson, and his first name?
Dan.
Dan?
Daniel.
Daniel Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was a member of GAR. Does that mean he fought with the...
Yes, he did.
Was that in Virginia, or... did he fight with the North or the
yeah,
South?
He fought with the North.
With the North,
yeah.
Right. So that he was a part of the region.
Yes, yeah.
Of course, if he was in the GA.
Yeah.
Do you happen to know how he got involved?
I really don't. I wish I did.
Well, maybe in that town hall history. We'll
get it right.
Very good. Okay.
I hope they haven't lost the history of the town hall. How?
No. They're very good. No,
yeah.
They haven't lost that. Now, so where did you go to school the first...
right here in Salisbury. You know, it's...
The same place where it is now?
Well, when I was a child, they had a school where the post office was.
Oh.
You've heard of that?
No.
No.
I've only been here since 69.
Oh.
So the first
yes,
school was...
Yes, there was the first... There was a school there. And then there was another little school. Well, it wasn't really a school. Do you know where the Masons have their hall? And, you don't?
No, I don't know the Masons.
On Montgomery?
School on Montgomery Street, yes.
Yes. They had another little place there. And then there's another little building there. Those buildings there. The Catholics had a... In those days, even now, there are a lot of Catholics in town. Most of my classmates were Catholics, you know. And they had a little school there. We'd go there sometimes. And but then, later on, they built the first building of the Salisbury Central School. And then they put on the addition. There are two schools there.
Well, now, in the original school, it was at the post office. How long did you go to that school? When did
that
you
was the grammar. That was the grade school.
Oh, that
they,
was grade.
They didn't keep that to us.
How old were you when you started?
Started school?
Yeah.
I don't know, because they didn't have kindergarten.
So you started
I would imagine first grade,
first
yes.
Grade. And do you know how high up it went in grades?
Yeah, I don't know. I would have to ask someone. I imagine it went up to...
Was it a one-room schoolhouse?
It was a nice building. We should have pictures of that somewhere in this village.
They may well have, yes.
Do you know Lila Nash?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, she has a good history.
Oh, yes.
Town.
Someone is seeing her. So far, I think we have, we haven't looked at her tapes, but someone is interviewing her. So you went to this school. Did you then transfer to the Salisbury
Central?
Oh, yeah,
that's all. Yeah, they got rid of that school, and we all went there.
Did you go on to high school?
Yes, I went to high school.
And was Housatonic Regional your the high school?
No, they had, I graduated from high school in 1932.
Mm-hmm.
And then soon after that, they had the regional, so I never went to regional.
So the high school that you graduated from was where?
Salisbury Central School.
It was part of the Central High School. What kind of course were you involved in? What kind of?
Just the regular course. I
an academic.
Finally took, yes, and I took bookkeeping and typing and that sort of thing. Of course, we always had home economics, too. The girls had the sewing classes, and the boys had the weaving. You know, in those days, they used to weave different trades and different things. I was always sorry I didn't have that course. I loved to do things with my hands. But they had very nice teachers. Lovely teachers. They used to be a lovely teacher on this, right below me here, Mrs. Frink. Have you heard of them? Frink?
No.
No. She was an old time. And they were very good. Everyone used to have gardens, you know, in those days. People raised their own chickens, you know, and ducks and geese, and you had food, and there was no... Everything was great, I thought.
Good. At school, apart from just going to the school, how about after-school activities? Were there extracurricular after-school activities, as there are
now? Well, we used to have a sewing class after school. And we heard of the Bissells. Yeah. Have you heard of May Bissell?
Yes.
She had a large house right there. Now, it's they renovated. It's something else. And she had a lovely wide porch. I remember she had this hammock that used to hang from the ceiling of the porch. And she had a class of sewing. But the boys always had, you know, they just had regular activities. They didn't really have
As far as you were concerned, you participated in the sewing club? Any others?
No, none I can think of. No.
What were social relationships like amongst the boys and girls during the high school years when you attended? Were there dances and proms and things like that?
They had, too many proms. They had activities, and I don't remember having any proms. I guess they did have.
Did you participate in these? Were you a participant?
No. As far as I can remember.
Right. Did you go on from high school? Did you go on
no,
education?
No.
All right. And did you go to work?
I went to work, yeah.
Let's go back a moment in terms of growing up. When you were a little older, were you... What kind of chores did you have around the house, if any?
Yeah, well, we all had chores because having three brothers, they had to chop the wood and feed the chickens and like that, you know. And in those days, people did a lot of trapping and hunting, and they'd have to clean the fish and things like that. But we girls, we had the chores in the house. But I do remember helping my mother iron a little bit because my mother never worked out. But she used to take in laundry from the hotel.
Oh, yes.
You know, a little ladies' laundry. And I remember sitting on a stool and helping her iron. And we didn't have central heating at that time, but you had a big range, you know, and you heat your irons. And you, then you had a parlor stove and that sort of thing. So it was quite different from now. And but we had our chores, and we had to do our homework. We did have homework in those days. I remember that. You had to get that done, too. And then we go to the library. We love to read, my sister and I.
What kind of books did you read?
Any kind we could get. She'd bring home three or four, and I'd bring home three or four within 2 weeks while we'd get those books.
Books like Little Women, or...
Yeah, all the books that they have now.
So that the chores that you did around the house were generally ironing, helping
with the housework.
With the housework,
yeah.
And things.
We didn't cook because my mother didn't waste too much. I do remember that. We couldn't cooking and, you know, like the baking and that. Those days people used to bake a lot. And I do remember my people were religious and they didn't believe in doing too much cooking on Sunday. They went to the Methodist Church.
Oh, you were part of the Methodist Church.
Oh, yes. And I still am.
Yes. excuse me. See, there's some kind of life.
Had a little garden, our own little plot. Like, we had
of a vegetable garden here, and then of flowers there. And then they hired a teacher from the school that would come down and check on these. In those days, people canned. When my mother was living, there was a lot of canning. So we helped with the canning, you know. And then the school would have an exhibit, and, you know, how you'd get the blue ribbon for the red ribbon, whatever.
Prize.
Oh, I suppose so. I don't remember that. I don't know.
You mentioned that you had no central heating. How about electricity?
Yes, that we had.
That you
and water.
And water.
Because
and
the town has always had...
Oh, you had town water.
We lived in the village.
Uh-huh, right.
We lived in the village,
yeah. Yeah. How about a radio,
I remember when we had a radio. Now I don't know.
Probably a crystal set radio.
I remember even the shape of it, sort of. But I don't remember. We had an old sewing machine. I remember that you...
Oh, pedal.
Pedal. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. They didn't have radios when we were kids. What's later? When the radio came out.
I seem to remember that in the 20s we first, I seem to remember in the early 20s that we had our crystal set for the first time. What else can you recall about the period prior, up to high school period? Any friends you can recall that are still around or not around?
Yes, well, we have a reunion, a high school reunion, and I still go. And we've had it now, I think, about three times. And I had I graduated from a very small class. And some of the people I went to school with are still around.
What is his name? Hezekiah Goodwin.
Yes.
Was he in school with you?
No, but he was in school with one of my brothers. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He mentioned that he was in school with one of your
brothers. Yes, he was.
And they had a reunion. That was not your class reunion.
No, but the last one we had was about 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it up at Mount Everest Country Club in Mass. And it was nice. We had a very small class. There was about 7, I would say. One of the BB girls, the Ewans, and you probably talked to them, I don't know. The Ewans used to live on this street, and the BB worked down here at the community service at one time. All his daughters got married. They live up in Salisbury there. And Card, I went to school with. Well, they had died in an airplane accident, and I think there are about 13 of us that graduated. Now, my sister, who was older than I, she graduated from a large class. In other words, I don't know why the classes got so small at my time. But the one thing about the townspeople, they're nice, they always know you. Yeah, there's no problem.
Now, after high school, what did you do?
After high school, I went to work,
What kind of work did you get into?
Well, first I did domestic work, and then after that, I worked 5.5 years for a very nice lady over here, Mrs. Hall. She's right on the lake, big house right on the lake. And in fact, it's Charlotte Reed's mother. And then after that, I got a job as a seamstress. There was, we had a movie theater here in town.
You
heard of that, in Lakeview?
Yes.
Burned down one, New Year's Eve.
Let's fix the site of that. Where was that movie?
Now let me see. Do you know where the pizza place is?
In Lakeview.
In Lakeview.
Yes, yes.
Opposite the, nurse's station.
Right.
The railroad
station.
Right over there, there was a theater. And it got awfully run down, but they did have good movies, because I love movies, especially westerns. And I would, and I would go every time the picture changed, but it burned down one.
Do you remember what you paid to get in?
Oh dear, I don't. It was very much otherwise I wouldn't have been there.
Nickel or a dime, as I recall, we paid back home.
Well, one thing about my parents, we could not go when they started Sunday movies. We were not allowed to go on Sunday movies.
For religious purposes?
Yeah, no baseball on Sunday, no movies on Sunday or anything like that. But you could go ice skating and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And kids did go ice skating. And back in those days, even the older people used to ski. Now you don't see too many.
Well, a little cross-country skiing.
Skiing is the thing.
Skiing, so you worked
so the
as
theater,
a domestic.
Yeah. Now, there was this man that had a dress shop here. And I was out of a job, so I went in there. And I've always been able to sew, even when I used to make doll clothes. I had the old sewing machine. And I was always tiny, see. And my aunt used to give me a lot of clothes because she worked for wealthy people, and I cut them up. That's what I used to wear to school. So I went in, and he was there, and he says, well, she was there. And she said, can you sew? I said, oh, yeah, I can sew. And she said, well, my husband's not here. Can you come in tomorrow? I said, okay. So I went in the next day, and he hurried me. Mm-hmm. I worked for him for 20 years. Mm-hmm. It was a nice job. And they were nice people. And they're still down there in the carnival.
Well, they live in the carnivals, but they don't have a dress shop anymore.
No. Right. He got sick, and he retired. But
and that's when that you were out of work. That is, you, when you left him there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did you do then?
Then I went down to Wasake.
Oh.
Developmental Center. And Wasake, you know,
the mental center there.
Yes. Retarded children.
Yes, right. And you worked with the retarded children?
Yeah.
What kind of work were you doing?
I was in the food service.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I retired from there. Mm-hmm. So now I'm, because I live alone, why I do practical nursing.
Oh, at which point did you learn your nursing?
Well, there's not that much to learn, you know. It's just
you learned it in the doing of it.
Oh, in the doing.
In the doing.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. When were you married?
I was married in 1957.
Did you marry a local man?
No, he came from Philadelphia. I got this house in 1955.
Mm-hmm. Well, this house that you're in now?
Oh, yeah, this house that I'm in. I bought this house in 1955.
And you were married when again then?
1957.
57. Uh-huh. So he moved up here?
Yes.
And what kind of work did your husband do up here?
Well, at that time he was a chef.
Yeah. Oh, also a chef.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Great.
And he worked up in Lee.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Southway.
And how many children did you have?
I only had one daughter.
One daughter.
Yeah.
And was her growing up in the community different than yours in any ways, would you say?
Well, she went to regional, which I didn't go to. And she was pretty smart in school, but she didn't go on. And then she, you know, when they get to be 18, they like to get out on their own. So she went around in the city and around. So, after 18, why, she sort of has been on her own. She's married now and very happy.
And she didn't settle in this area?
No, she lives in Massachusetts.
Uh-huh. Oh, but outside of a city or in?
Sheffield, yeah.
Oh, in Sheffield, so she's close by.
Rural, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So
yeah.
She also prefers a rural setting.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I think so.
How do you account for the fact that in a setting like this, that the, again, coming back to the black and white relationships, were better, let us say, than they are in New York City or Philadelphia or something.
I don't
what makes all the difference?
I think it's because people know you. You've always been here. And you're just like they don't expect anything different.
So that
I think in the city, they do because there's so many. I don't know what makes the difference. I don't know. I think there's so few and they don't. No problem. You don't have the problem.
About how many black families are in this area? Do you have an idea?
I used to have. I've kind of lost track. But they're not. Of the older ones, or just, I don't know about
just
the
generally,
ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you can find out from the town.
Yeah, they must. They must.
They probably know. In fact, I think it's been in the paper at some time. I should have put it out. But
You mentioned before that there were some groups that got together in order to try to even make better relationships.
Well, now, how many you've heard of CONCERN?
I was a member of CONCERN.
Yes, I was too. And that was great.
Great.
I enjoyed it because
I'm
you get
sorry
to
disappear.
So many nice people.
And you remember and the dances?
I certainly do. At the Mohawk Ski. Oh,
Mohawk Ski. Wonderful.
Yeah, and people were really concerned, and I think they still are, but they don't stay active, you know?
I went back to, I was teaching in New Jersey then. What happened to Concern?
I don't really know. It's just like any other organization. Now, I belong to the VFW, but gradually it's just sort of, people don't attend, and only a few members come out, and everything is, just goes away to nothing. I don't know exactly why, I really couldn't say.
Wondered about that.
It was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very nice, yes. You mentioned that you were a member of the VFW.
Oh, yes.
A veteran of your father. Does that mean that you are a veteran?
No, I joined through my brothers.
Oh, through your brothers.
Oh, yeah.
And then you became part of that.
Yes.
Right. So your brothers were veterans?
Two of them were veterans.
Of which war?
Let me see. That was 1946. That was the
World War II.
Yeah, World War II, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was a lady with Concern, I remember, who was a very, very active lady. Her name, there was Andy Casale, who was very active with it. But there was another lady who I thought kept the thing really
going.
Do you remember who that was? I can't remember her name. Such a nice
lady. Was it an older lady?
No.
Not past now? No.
No. Well, she would be a little older.
Yeah.
But this was 69, 70.
Yeah, right.
So is Concern the only effort that you can recall in the community to, so to speak, advance relations further?
As far as I can recall, yes, I've never heard of any other.
Right. No. Now, when I taught at Housatonic Regional in 1969-70, we had, I think, seven black students in there. By the way, one was a Folks, mm-hmm. who was in my contemporary problems class.
Mm-hmm.
Was his first name Ray?
First cousin.
I see. Mm-hmm. So there were seven students mm-hmm. in Housatonic Regional. In your time at Salisbury High School, Lakeville High School, about how many black students were there? Do you recall?
I don't recall. I know I was the only one in my class. And I think my sister was the only one in her class. I don't know. Not too many, I would say, but, you know, perhaps one in... No, I have no idea.
Right.
I never...
Now, one of the big activities we've always been involved here is at the lake. Were you very much interested in the lake with your children, and did they
I've never really had time to get involved. Mm-hmm. Oh, we used to go in swimming. My cousin and I, we'd take water wing, rubber tubes and everything. We couldn't go in until... Memorial Day, I think it was, and my mother would let us go in. And that sort of thing, well, yeah, the water's too cold. And after that, we always went over to the lake. But I never had a chance to fully enjoy the golf like I'd like to. I love to go over. We go, my cousin and I, Shula Marion and I, we go about once or twice every year. And I went to try the senior citizen meals once.
Oh, yes.
I've been able to get back to that. My problem is work. If I didn't have to work, I could take advantage of some of these things.
Now, in practical nursing, you work with individuals at their homes?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Is that in the area here?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How does that come about?
They're elderly people. I help with one man. He's 95, and the other... man on weekends is 102.
Mm-hmm. Living at home?
Oh, yes. He lives in his own home. They both live in their own home. And they have people around the clock because, see, they're not able to be alone, you know. So I take a daytime shift, usually from 3 until 11 at night, sometimes. And then the other lady, she takes from 7 until 3, and sometimes we just reverse that. It depends upon the circumstances, what you want to do. If you have, you know, something to do.
Sure.
That's 5 days a week.
Have do you have time, or do you find time to participate in any of the town hall meetings or community activities?
I do not. I've always regretted that, because I don't have time. I really don't have time for it.
You're aware of what goes on in
Yes, I get the Lakeville Journal, and I read that, and I'm interested in it. But I thought when I retired, which I retired in 2 years ago from Las Vegas, I thought I would, but then I got these other jobs, and I need the money to live on, really. You cannot live, you know, it's...
You're living alone here now.
I live alone, yeah.
How about friends? Do you do things with friends?
Occasionally we do things. We have clubs. We had a club.
What kind of club is it?
Well, we have what we call the community club.
Connecticut?
Community.
Oh, community club. Mm. What is that?
It's just a ladies' club. And there are 12 lady members, and the club's been going for about 40-some-odd years. I belonged about 35, I guess. Mm-hmm. And we're not so active now because most people have gotten older and they don't feel like working. We used to.
What was the purpose of the club? What did they want to accomplish?
It started out as a social club, but then, of course, we got to the place where we would help people at Christmas time, you know, cash, money, or food. And then we had affairs, we had raffles, and we had dinners. One time we gave dinners. We should give dinners at the town hall.
In the town hall?
In the town hall. And we gave dinners. And finally went down to Sharon Central School. They have a lovely cafeteria in the Sharon Central School. And then, what else did we give it? BFW. Women's sales, we get food sales. You have to get something to raise money, otherwise you can't make it, you know.
And was this related to your Methodist church activity?
No,
it was a separate thing. And what was your participation in the Methodist church? Did you participate in activities there?
I belong to the Women's Society, but I never get a chance to go to, because they have their meetings on weekdays in the afternoon. And I did, I have been to some, a few, but not too many. But I don't even get a chance to go to church like I'd like to.
You mentioned, I think, that most of your friends when you were growing up were Catholic.
Most of the school children. I think the majority of school children. I don't know about now, but at that time, our neighbors around us were Catholic. And, you know, all the people there, mostly, not all of them, but most of them, we used to go up to the church. We still go to their funerals and different things, you know. People in this town are friendly.
Yes,
you
know, indeed.
You know, don't you find
I
think that's very nice
about this area. Yeah.
Yes, that's the nicest part of it.
I do think so.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. So, in terms of your life now, you're largely involved with work. You have 1 or 2 days off a week, or regular?
Right now, I don't have any off. I did take 4 days off at Thanksgiving because my nieces were on the telephone. They said, Martha, what do you think you're doing? And I said, well, Marianne, I feel very good, and I'm working. I need the money. My garage is falling down. I've got to have a new floor and a new roof. And she says, Aunt Martha, you're doing too much. She says, I'm having Thanksgiving at my house. I want you to hear. So I had to take 4 days off. And unless I, on weekends, the elderly man that's 102, he has a lot of relatives. Sometimes they come, and I don't have to spend quite so much time there. But it's been going on for now over a year, so... Anyway, I'm glad to have the money because I got to do something.
Sure. Have you traveled much?
No, I never have traveled too much.
Have you ever gotten to Virginia and
turned away? I went south twice. I have a friend in New Jersey, and her mother lived in Alabama, and it was quite an experience for me because never having been in the South, and we enjoyed it. She had a, this was 10 think of a year, but it's been a long time ago. We drove, yeah. And I thought I'd never get there. Such a long way.
But it's
such
a beautiful trip, though.
Yes, it is such a nice trip. We had loads of fun. And it was great. And we were in Alabama, and she lived in a rural part of Alabama. But the village was about 10 miles. We go out in the village. And she had a nice, comfortable home because her father. Family had come north and maybe could go back and they fixed up their nice, but some of the places people moved were just scandalous. I mean, it's just makes you cry, you know.
Yes.
Porches falling down and those steps. People would be sitting out and they'd have the laundry on the fence. And you have to see it to believe it and make you cry. And I just, I never want to go back there again.
But you never went back to look up your folks in Virginia?
No, I never did.
You don't know of any still there or so on?
I don't know. I imagine there are some there. Now, some of my cousins up on the hill, they did go back. I never did. They told them. I just never had the opportunity to go. But some of them did go back, so there are folks there, yeah. Now, my niece, she's quite interested in history, and I don't know if she'll get a chance to look up any people. She may eventually, because she's quite interested.
Is she living here?
No, she lives in Schenectady.
Oh, what's her name?
Her name is Sherry. See, my brother married a girl from Millington.
Oh, yes.
And, she went to school up in
She went to school back here.
Yeah,
she wasn't here at this county region.
No, she went to Weebacup.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, school in Weebacup. And then she went to Auburn University. And the University of Yale.
She was moved in the spring.
And, yeah. So she's quite interested. But I don't know if she'll ever. I don't know if she's ever going to Virginia or not. She travels all around because she didn't do this, you know, and every so often they have to go on their little maneuvers.
Your family here, the folks, people, they were at, I remember, as I said before, there were folks at Regional.
Yes, that's my first cousin.
First
all my brothers.
Are they still here?
Oh, yes, they live right up. They probably passed, and they live right up there on the hill.
Is my folks still here?
Yes, he is.
What is he doing?
He works for the gas. What's the name of the gas?
Oh, yes, Suburban.
Suburban, yes. It was
such a good group,
it was. It was.
miracles going on?
I don't know. I don't concern me too much because, I don't know. I don't think any more is really necessary. I think it's a shame that people can't sit around the table and discuss.
Association and medical doctors and millions of things.